Mark chapter 12. And he began to speak to them by parables. A man planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, and digged a place for the wine vat, and built a tower, and lent it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And at the season he sent to the husbandmen a servant, that he might receive from the husbandmen the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him, and beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent to them another servant, and at him they cast stones, and wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully handled. And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some and killing some. Having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last to them, saying, They will reverence my son. But those husbandmen said amongst themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him, and killed him, and cast him out of the vineyard. What shall therefore the master of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen, and will give the vineyard to others. And have you not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner. This was Yahweh's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them, and they left him and went their way. And they sent to him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words. And when they were come, they said to him, Teacher, we know that you are true and cared for no man, for you regard not the person of men, but teach the way of Yahweh in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Shall we give or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, Why do ye tempt me? Bring me a penny, that I might see it. And they brought it. And he said to them, Whose is this image and superscription? And they said to him, Caesar's. And Yeshua answering said to them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to Yahweh the things that are Yahweh's. And they marveled at him. Then come to him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection, and they asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote to us, If a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed to his brother. Now, there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. And the second took her, and died, neither left he any seed, and the third likewise. And the seven of them had her, and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her for a wife. And Yeshua answering said to them, Do you not therefore err, because you do not know the Scriptures, neither the power of Yahweh? For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry, nor are they given in marriage, but are as the messengers which are in heaven. And as touching the dead, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush Yahweh spoke to him, saying, I am the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob? He is not the Elohim of the dead, but the Elohim of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, Which is the first commandment of all? And Yeshua answered him, The first commandment of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim, Yahweh is one. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your understanding, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, Well, teacher, you have said the truth, for there is one Elohim, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Yeshua saw that he answered discreetly, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of Yahweh. And no man after that dared ask him any more question. And Yahshua answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that the Messiah is the son of David? For David himself said, by the Holy Spirit, Yahweh said to my sovereign, sit on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. David therefore himself called him sovereign. How is it then that he is his son? And the common people heard him gladly. And he said to them in his doctrine, beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the uppermost rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater damnation. And Yahshua sat over by the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called to him his disciples, and said to them, truly I say to you that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did was cast in out of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all of her living. End of chapter.